Canada launches AI for All national strategy. Provincial access to training clusters will determine if the job creation numbers survive outside Quebec. Ontario school pilots hand local vendors consent-compliant student data that external teams cannot acquire without triggering the new rules. Smaller AI labs therefore face a direct choice between relocating North American workloads to Canadian servers or dealing with mandatory audit blocks that the privacy provisions enforce within 18 months. SpaceX opens record $1.75 trillion IPO roadshow. Early shareholders gain an indirect claim on xAI through the roadshow terms. OpenAI must now decide whether to speed up its listing or watch engineers factor launch capacity into total compensation packages. Pricing set for mid-June gives almost no buffer once detailed satellite revenue projections reach investors and alter the valuation baseline. Meta rolls out Business Agent globally for enterprises. Customer service threads inside WhatsApp now convert directly into automated bookings without separate platform logins. Mid-size retailers gain agents that replace multiple CRM seats, undercutting the per-user pricing Salesforce relies on for that segment. Enterprise rollout next requires formal uptime guarantees, which will compress Meta's API margins that were originally sized for advertising traffic rather than mission-critical workflows. Norton debuts Family Assistant Secure AI Agent. School communications and family schedules now route through one agent that keeps every record inside Norton's security perimeter. Apple and Google need matching controls in their family plans, or they lose default preference among Android households testing the beta. Early runs already show the agent blocking deepfake video calls from unrecognized numbers before any meeting request reaches the parent. Broadcom AI Outlook disappoints, sparks sell-off. The shortfall points less to cooling demand and more to Broadcom struggling to ramp its latest switch silicon fast enough for the largest cloud operators. Hyperscalers had bet heavily on a single roadmap. That bet now unravels. Procurement teams are already modeling dual sourcing scenarios that pull volume away from Broadcom starting in the second half of next year. Smaller networking players gain leverage they haven't held since the first wave of AI cluster builds. IBM and Google Cloud partner on enterprise AI agents. Enterprise buyers gain a ready path to production agents without building their own orchestration layer from scratch. The real test arrives when those agents hit live SLAs that demand sub-second latency across hybrid environments. Google now carries the integration burden, while IBM owns the process redesign. That split compresses the window for independent agent startups to land similar deals before the big consultancies standardize on this stack. Smaller vendors face a choice between partnering or watching their enterprise pipeline dry up by early next year. Anthropic co-founder advocates AI development pause. The timing suggests internal recognition that autonomous improvement loops are arriving faster than safety evaluations can keep up. Regulators now hold a credible inside voice to demand licensing requirements ahead of the next model release cycle. That stance raises the cost of capital across every lab chasing raw scale. Boards at frontier players will demand clearer risk sign-offs before approving each new training run. Smaller labs lose ground fastest because they lack the same regulatory buffer. DeepSeek prepares to join AI funding frenzy. Export rules now shape every term sheet more than the valuation itself. DeepSeek's investors must structure around hardware access limits that force reliance on domestic chips with lower training efficiency. That constraint changes the model roadmap within 18 months as they optimize for what the available silicon can actually deliver. Western competitors gain breathing room they did not expect this year. The real constraint surfaces in inference costs once those models reach production scale. Azoma unveils 5 C's for agentic commerce. Retail platforms now face a compliance deadline they didn't choose. Azoma's 5 gates require real-time SKU signaling before any agent can complete a transaction. Mid-market vendors without those pipes will see their order share migrate within 2 quarters. The vendors that integrate early gain a pricing wedge. This squeezes personalization partners into margin compression or forces them to bundle the schema at no extra cost by next fiscal year. OpenAI models reach general availability on AWS. Enterprise security teams gain the bigger lever here. Bedrock's existing governance now wraps GPT 5.5 and the coding agent, which means procurement can bypass new vendor reviews entirely. Azure must accelerate equivalent controls on its OpenAI endpoints or lose the financial services slice by Q3 next year. The model choice itself stays secondary to who owns the audit logs. Goldman Sachs CEO assesses AI banking impact. David Solomon's timeline underplays the internal metrics already shifting. Bulge bracket banks have started throttling new analyst requisitions even while repeating the no displacement line. The real displacement shows up in summer associate cohorts first, with Goldman peers targeting 20% smaller classes by next recruiting cycle. MBA pipelines feel it before the broader white-collar narrative catches up. AI transforms entry-level job market for grads. Career services teams are already rewriting their target employer lists. The new premium sits on graduates who can supervise agents rather than run the first-pass analysis themselves. Finance and consulting placements will tilt toward schools that added agent orchestration modules this year, leaving others with placement drops starting in the 2026 cycle. Traditional modeling coursework loses its signaling value faster than departments admit,